question on this issue still remains on what data did you determine your vote on to go with a PLA? We have yet to see that data. Why would you think it's a good idea to cut out the competition? We already have prevailing wage, so why strictly only have the unions bid on the job? And speaking to a company that has done business with the district before, they're a tile company. They lay tiles. We don't have a local tile union, so we have to go to LA if we had to bid on a big job. What benefit would that have? We wouldn't get to employ our students. We wouldn't get to employ the students that we so want to assist in them owning small businesses here in the South Bay, because they're not going to belong to a union. Have we changed contractor donations to union contributions? Because based on all of the forms, union contribution has donated to all of your campaigns except for yours, Mr. Huff. Change orders, etc. The PLA will not fix this. I know that you indicated that, Mr. Pike, at one of the last board meetings. Incompetence in facilities, getting rid of that incompetence will fix that, not unions. I still have not heard one good reason to have a PLA. We wasted money on this bond for years. First we had SGI, we wasted tons of money on them, and now we might increase our costs. So, Mrs. Hall, based on what you said tonight, we can't give you everything right now. That would be the explanation to the public. However, with increased cost on constructions, we'll be able to give you less. So, my question still remains, as I said in the beginning, what did you base your votes on? Because we don't have that information. Thank you. Hi, Marcella.
That's exacerbated when people come up to the mic and say, my experience over and over. You know, when I first got elected, about the second week, two interesting things had happened to me. One, I got a phone call from a contractor who said, we would like to take you and your wife to a weekend in San Francisco. We will pick up all the cab when we're about it. And I asked them, why do you want to take us to San Francisco? I said, so we can get to know you better. My reply to him was, you know, you can get to know you better here, and it won't cost you a penny. And by your contacting me now, I now know you pretty well. Well, that was one interesting. The next interesting thing that happened, I was summoned by a union boss to his office. And I don't know that. I've always been very supportive of unions, and I continue to be very supportive of unions. And of contractors as well. When I went and sat down, he said, I would like you to vote for a PLA. I didn't know what a PLA was. And he explained it to me, and I said, well, that sounds interesting. I said, my interest is that we're footing the bill in the South Bay. And my interest is that we at least get 80% of our people working there. He said, I will not guarantee you that. Very arrogant. And then he said to me, what I will guarantee you is labor peace. Yeah, I looked in his eyes, and I thought, am I going to vote by the way of Jimmy Hoffa here? He went ahead, and what he said was the same thing, only in more descriptive terms that the contractor said. Either the reward or the punishment. You're facing the same thing now. And what you have to keep looking is ahead of what is your objective. And your fiduciary responsibility is to the taxpayers. My objective, and I kept it in mind throughout, that's my responsibility. To the kids who will benefit from the money and the work that's done, to the taxpayers to have the best that they can get for their dollar, and to the people that work with them, the teachers and them. And that's what you need to keep in mind. My objective was not to keep getting elected to be here 20 years. And I'm happy that I kept that objective and I did not get elected, and that's okay.
because I pissed off some of the union bosses and I pissed off some of the contractors. But I kept my bargain to the voters, to the students, and to the teachers who work there. Now, whatever you do, keep that in mind. Keep paying prevailing wage. I'm going to keep talking just for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Keep paying prevailing wage. People have a right to have a good living. Okay? Anybody who does business with us, you need to ask them to provide some training, whether it's in internships, externships, whatever you call it. And you're familiar, Mr. Tarantino, with the Navy program. Not even our district wanted to give that opportunity to our young people. But the Navy did. So we need to demand that they provide some kind of training or internships for our students. And that whether it's union or non-union, PLAs or no PLAs, that we put the bill and we have our people hired to work here. Now, you were in education how many years? How many years? 35. I was in education about 33 or so. Thousands of those students went to our schools. And hundreds of them became little mom and pop operations. Power centers, painters and that little contractors. Do you think it's right that they're trying to make a living and we just simply exclude them from that? I would never dream of saying no union person should ever work in our district. Absolutely not. The basis of American economy is fair and open competition. It's lost a lot of times. Don't let it get lost again. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Michelle Kirk.
I gotta go pay the seat tomorrow at 6, so I'll leave.